WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Many Illinois schools are still figuring out how to teach online now that they're shut down to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Meanwhile, a Catholic school on Chicago's North Side that already had an e-learning strategy is putting it into practice. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magiga reports.
It looks like a few people are still joining us, so we'll try to give them a couple more minutes.
Tom Shively is a teacher at Holy Trinity High School. He's about to go over a complex subject with his students, physics. Using Google video conferencing, this isn't the first time he's teaching students remotely. Holy Trinity has been building up its online teaching strategy over the past 3 years. All teachers there can input lessons, grades, create online quizzes, and incorporate video and discussion posts.
The acceleration equals...
The school, which is near Wicker Park and has 350 students, has also been giving Chromebooks in the last 2 years to its mostly Latino and African American students. But teaching online has mostly been tested during snow days or when there are other emergencies.
A couple of years ago, I happened to break my hip and I was laid up at home for a few weeks.
Shively taught remotely with the help of a substitute teacher. When school officials decided to close, Shively had a pretty good idea what to do. For starters, he says instruction must be clear.
Have it all planned out in advance and have it be able to be somewhat, self-explanatory.
Teachers also need to make an extra effort to slow down, ask if anyone has questions, and then ask again just to be sure.
So how about any specific questions from the homework assignment? I'm wondering if people are just shy.
When he's in the classroom, it's easier, he says. Shively can observe students' reactions when they don't get something. But online, it's hard to tell.
Oh, you can't hear?
I can hear.
I can hear you, Mr. Shively.
Teachers also have to be flexible and know that there are going to be unavoidable interruptions.
Since we can know what the force on a 1 kilogram object is.
Whoa.
It's only been a little more than a week since their school closed, and Shively students are trying to stay positive.
I kind of expect there to be background noise, so I just try to tune it out.
I kind of thought it would be harder online, but it really worked out in the end.
Some of our assignments can be a little hard to understand or hard to do.
Holy Trinity is a small private school. For now, they're managing. But there are many unknowns about online learning in public schools where some students have limited or no internet access. Many are low income, don't speak English, or have disabilities.
Have you used one of those app estimators to get that number?
Angela Miselli is a business and technology teacher also at Holy Trinity. She's been scheduling one-on-one calls with 23 of her students. They're all getting ready for a business pitch competition. Last week, she says, was nonstop.
So I was going from 9 to 3 without a food break, a bathroom break. I had to fit all that in. So that was challenging.
She has advice for teachers who are trying to do this every day for the first time.
Find one technology tool that you want to work with for that week.
She says there are a ton of online resources for teachers, but learning how to navigate multiple online tools and use them all at once could overwhelm students. And even when students are not as responsive,
you're still accomplishing a lot because you're keeping the students engaged.
Both Miselli and Shively say it's scary to think about doing online teaching for more than a couple of weeks.
I am afraid of 2 more months doing this. Another week, all my sanity will probably still be intact.
It's unclear how long this will last. Holy Trinity is closed indefinitely. Last week, the governor extended the school's shutdown until at least April 7th, and Mayor Lori Lightfoot ordered Chicago Public Schools closed through April 20th. Meanwhile, one thing is certain for Holy Trinity students and teachers. In a time when everyone is more isolated than ever, being able to carry on, even online, reminds them of the close-knit community they still have.
I actually like seeing their faces today, even just on the video. I guess I just miss seeing the students every day.
I just want to say, Mr. Shively, that was so sweet of you. That was so nice. We miss you.
Period. We miss you.
Yes.
Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEZ News.